Earlier this week, U.S. CPI data came out hotter than expected, which should have had the market a little more worried about less investor-friendly tweaks to Fed policy next week. And yet, the market shrugged off the data with stocks continuing to track in record high territory. But it now seems as Thursday's round of strong U.S. data, accompanied by another round of hot inflation reads, this time in the form of producer prices, has been too much to ignore. All of a sudden, there is a lot more talk about the possibility the Fed adjusts its rate outlook to only two rate cuts in 2024, down from the three cuts the market had been pricing. We warned there could be a delayed reaction to Wednesday's CPI data, and this is definitely what we're seeing into the end of the week. Stocks have rolled over while the U.S. dollar has come back into favor. We know the market will do everything in its power to find an excuse to believe the Fed will still keep with its three-cut outlook, which could once again expire a buying stocks on the dip reaction and a selling of the buck. But at the same time, we're concerned there are just too many clear signs the Fed could disappoint the market next week, that the balance of risk over the coming sessions continues to favor more risk-off flow. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Canada housing starts and wholesale sales, and U.S. industrial production, import and export prices, New York Empire manufacturing, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.